The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Here is my telephone number, 877 Bob Live, 877-262-5483. The Christian music community lost another icon. I think you could call him a legend as well. Carmen passed away at the age of 65. He had struggled with lots of illness for several years, and we'll discuss that a little more in just a moment. But first, we're going to hit rewind, go back into the next segment, because EJ in Utica wants to further the discussion on Rush Limbaugh. EJ in Utica, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hey, Bob. How are you today?
EJ, I am blessed. I am wonderful. Thank you for asking. I trust you're well also.
Yes, sir. Could do without the cold, but, you know, that's just Ohio. So, I had a thought as you were interacting with the last caller and kind of this idea of politics and our faith and how they go hand in hand. And as a historian, I'm reminded of something that is disturbing me with the left in terms of some of the politics and religion they're incorporating. And it reminds me of on the belt buckles of every SS soldier in World War II was the phrase Gott mit uns, which in the German means God is with us, right? So You hear some people say, well, the Germans were Christian soldiers. That's absolutely false, of course. The theology they came up with for that phrase was that Adolf Hitler was the servant of God, and Adolf Hitler is with us wherever we go, so therefore God is with us wherever we go. And I get concerned when I hear people on the left and on the far right want to incorporate very twisted versions of theology into the politics, I just figured you'd find that interesting.
No, I do find that very interesting. I knew that, but had forgotten it, to be honest. And most people do not understand that the swastika was a cross.
Ooh, that's a good point.
it was. And intentionally so. Intentionally so. That's why so many older Jews have such animosity towards Christianity, because they were told that what was done to the Jews in the Holocaust was done under the sign of the cross, the swastika. Quick story, EJ, if you can.
Yes, sir.
Joy and I have some dear, dear friends. The husband is a Jew, a completed Jew, wonderful Christian. In fact, they live in Israel today, and they've got a great Christian ministry. But anyway, this man's father was an Orthodox Jew, and his son wanted him to come to our church. And the first question that his father asked is, do they have a cross? Well, his son said, yeah, they have a cross right up front of the church. And his father grew very angry and said, I will never step foot into that church because it was the cross that brought the Holocaust. He was referring to the swastika. And he had deep hatred towards the cross because the cross had been perverted by the Nazis, by Hitler, and was used to perform those horrible atrocities. So I had the opportunity to talk to this father, And he said, I don't even want to talk to you about that because you're a follower of the cross. And, you know, and he found out I was going to Israel. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. I will talk to you about Jesus if you visit Yad Vashem in Jerusalem, which is the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem. Sure. Well, I knew that was part of our tour anyway, and I wanted to go. And I said, it's a deal. And so I went to Yad Vashem, and it was a life-changing experience, EJ. It's just, it is mind-blowing to understand how cruel and sinful and perverse and evil the human heart really is. So I went to Yad Vashem, and when I got back, I called him, and I said, let's talk. I've been to Yad Vashem. And I had the opportunity to share the gospel with him. He didn't respond. But I shared with him, that is not the cross of Christianity. That is a perversion of the cross. And I shared with him how heart sick and heartbroken I was when I saw what was done to the Jews and to others as well, all under the symbol of the cross. So anyway, quick story. But you're right. And I'm glad you brought that up, EJ. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful day.
Well, you as well. Thanks. I appreciate it very much. Bye-bye. God bless, EJ.
Bye. God bless you too, Bob.
Yeah. I just want to respond to a previous caller. He said, well, on there's division on both sides, the right and the left, and that was demonstrated on January 6th. That is a very valid point. Now, Antifa was there on January 6th. There is no doubt about it. BLM was there on January 6th. There is no doubt about it. But it would be foolish to deny the fact that the horrible thing that happened in Washington, D.C. on January 6th was primarily carried out by extreme right. You know where I'm headed, don't you? The devil lives in the extremes. And I have said consistently through the years that the devil lives in the extremes, and we need to stay away from the extreme right as well as the extreme left. What happened on January 6th was a heartbreaking, despicable thing, and it was carried out primarily by extremists on the right. And we should, all of us should condemn it. We should not even hesitate to condemn it. But here's the truth, and this is the reality. The extremists on the right are exactly that, extremists. And most conservatives and most people on the right understand that. And most conservatives and Republicans have spoken out very forcefully in condemning what happened in Washington on January 6th. And when you look at the conservative movement and people on the right, they represent a tiny, 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 tiny small percentage of people on the right. What about the left? Sadly, the extremists on the left have become mainstream. Are you with me on this? The extremists on the right are not mainstream in the right movement. They're not. They're outliers. They're outcasts. But when you look at the left, the extremists have become mainstream. When you look at the number of Democratic congressmen and women and senators who are taking extremist leftist positions, it's amazing. And when you look at the riots all across America, all summer long, dozens of cities across America, not just for weeks, but for months, that was the left. We have one event January 6th. Terrible thing. Should be condemned. But what about the months and months and months of rioting all over America? That's the left.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. If you haven't heard, Carmen passed away, I believe, it was yesterday, last evening in Las Vegas in a hospital. He had been finding some complications. It was not COVID, at least that's my understanding. It was not COVID. He had surgery a couple of weeks ago. And just had one complication after another. You may remember that he was diagnosed with very serious cancer back in 2013. Experienced several years of recovery and being cancer-free. He had announced a 60-city tour beginning very soon, but then he had to have emergency surgery. Many complications after that, and passed away last evening in Las Vegas. Carmen was a trailblazer in Christian music. I was never a big fan or a follower. It just his music just wasn't my style. But I rejoice in the number of people that came to Christ through his ministry. He was a singer. He was an evangelist. He was certainly an entertainer, trailblazer. Much of contemporary Christian music can owe a lot of what they are doing and will do to Carmen. So, again, if you haven't heard, Carmen and his real name, he's one of those very few people that was just known by one name. His last name... Carmen Luciardello. I think that's why he just went by Carmen. But anyway, heaven is sweeter again. But then a prayer request. I have never met this man. I've never interviewed him, but he has become, in the last several years, one of my favorite preachers, Vadi Bakum. Vadi Bakum is a Black Baptist pastor. He has pastored churches here in America, but in the last several years, he has been working primarily in Africa, in Zambia. He is the Dean of Theology at African Christian University in Zambia. I have listened to his messages and have been blessed greatly. He has spoken out very forcefully and in some of the most biblically solid ways of anyone I've heard on the racial issues. He has been a voice of biblical truth on racial issues. He has been a voice of balance. And he's been a voice of common sense. Now, why do I bring up Vadi Bakum? He is in the fight of his life. He is experiencing full-blown, and these are the words from his ministry, full-blown heart failure. He began getting very sick in Zambia. They determined that it was full-blown heart failure and that he needed to get back to the United States. He has had a terrible time because of his own physical condition, but also because of COVID and one difficulty after another in getting back to America. But I understand he is now in America, and he will be receiving treatment at one of the Mayo clinics. This was shocking. His ministry sent out a release. He has no health insurance, none. Now, I don't know whether that's because he's been working primarily out of the country in Zambia. I don't know, but his ministry is raising funds for the medical expenses, et cetera, because it's going to be all out of pocket. A great, great man of God, Vadi Bakum, and I am praying, listen, we need his voice. The Southern Baptist Convention is being ripped to shreds over racial issues, critical race theory. The Southern Baptist Convention this summer is going to be one of the most consequential Southern Baptist conventions in the history of the convention. And I am praying that before the leadership of the Southern Baptist Convention makes it to the convention, that most of the difficulties have been ironed out, that good, godly men who disagree on how to bring about racial reconciliation, I pray, and I've said this often, I pray they get in a room, shut the door, get on their knees, and pray until they're in agreement. Critical race theory, in my opinion, is extremely dangerous. And there are many leaders within the Southern Baptist Convention that really believe that CRT, critical race theory, is the way to go for racial reconciliation and so forth. What I started to say, the Southern Baptist Convention and Christianity in general needs the voice of Vadi Bakum. Again, a biblical voice, a balanced voice, a powerful voice, and I hope you will join me in praying for this this powerful man of God. And that leads me to where we spent quite a bit of time yesterday. Folks, listen, nobody is exempt from the testing and trials of this life. Nobody, no family, no ministry. Don't you believe that word faith stuff? Don't you believe it? Yes, God heals. And I'm praying that God heals Vadi Bakum. Whether it's supernatural healing or whether God uses doctors and medication, it doesn't make any difference to me. I'm praying that God will heal him. But if not, we will praise God. Here is a great man of God, faithful man of God, in a battle for his life. So pray for him. And by the way, if you're not familiar with Vadi Bakum, check him out. Go on the internet. Go on YouTube. Listen to two or three sermons from Vadi Bakum. You will be blessed. Bobberty Live will continue. Stay tuned.